Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are the Murals of Las Cruces founder, Norma Hartel, and local artist, Meg Fryermuth. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Emily. Thanks so much for having us.
You're welcome. Norma, what is street art? And then we'll talk about how you started this project.
So street art, I think to me and a lot of people, is art that's for the public. It's on the street, it's on buildings, it's everywhere outdoors visible to the public outside. It's not art that's only in museums or art galleries, it's art for everyone, and that's what street art means.
And how did you get started with Murals of Las Cruces?
The project started in a public history seminar class taught by Dr. Peter Cupp in 2015. So we proposed, a colleague of mine, Jason Wiesensell, and I proposed documenting all the murals in Las Cruces as our class assignment. Our professor, Dr. Cupp, he liked it so much that we ended up continuing with the project outside of the classroom. So that summer of 2015, we went and documented. We recruited other people, artist Meg and historian Jerry Wallace. And we just went out to the streets and started documenting all the murals in Las Cruces.
And are there that many murals out there?
Yeah, there's a lot of murals in Las Cruces. A lot of them do get painted over, but that's the beauty of the murals. That's something we found out right away. They're ephemeral, so that's why it's important to start documenting them.
So what was your passion about getting involved with the murals of Las Cruces?
I've always been really interested in Chicano art and how murals represent the community and the culture. So that's one of the reasons I became interested. You know, they not only represent our culture, our local community, they often represent the history of the area, and I feel like that's important in telling our whole story.
Meg, you're from Las Cruces, you're a local artist. You worked on the project, The Oregon Mountains.
Yeah, the Artists in Residence program.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about what this means to you, this Murals of Las Cruces project.
Well, Norma had asked me to join on with the group, and she had also used one of my public art pieces that's in the county building for her presentation. So I was already aware of the idea for the project and very interested, because I think Las Cruces is a big artistic community. I think we have a very vibrant arts community here, and looking at murals at public art is one way lens to see that through. I think that like Santa Fe or like Taos, Las Cruces is an important arts hub, and I think we should be on the map as such.
So coming up in August, on Saturday, August the 26th, from 2 to 4:30 p.m., you'll be having that celebration of street art, a public conversation. What does that entail, and what does it mean to our community?
So the panel discussion is going to include various people, artists, historians, community members of Las Cruces to talk about the public art. One of the reasons I decided to put this panel discussion together is because there was so much controversy over this Kardashian mural that's on Locust Street. And I just really want the community input to let us know, does this mural belong to the public? Does it belong to the property owner? Does it belong to the city? I just think it's important to have those community discussions and dialogue around our art.
And what do you think, Meg?
I definitely agree with that our community needs to be discussing this and having this conversation in a very open way about what does this art mean for us and what is okay as far as public art. If the community doesn't like to see something, well, let's talk about it. So as far as the Kardashian mural that Norma had mentioned, that's located on Locust Street. And it came to our attention that this was based off of some photographs of the three Kardashian sisters when they were children. And then, you know, we found out that the property owner of this wall was upset and a lot of community members were upset. From my point of view, murals and public art ultimately belongs to the community. Although, of course, this property owner, it is her property and she's free to do with her property as she pleases.
Did she ask to have this mural painted?
Yeah, she gave the artist permission to have the mural painted. She did not realize it was of the three young Kardashian sisters. which depict the three sister plants, which is common here in New Mexico. The three sister plants are corn, squash, and beans. So the mural represents the Kardashian sisters when they were young, before they were modified, or, you know, before they had plastic surgery, before GMO. So that was the meaning, is the meaning behind the mural. The property owner does not like the Kardashians, so she does not like the mural anymore.
So what will happen with the murals of the Kardashian sisters?
Well, I believe the property owner wants to paint over it, but she wants to paint over it with the new mural. So that's good and bad for the people that really like the Kardashian mural.
It became a very heated discussion on our Facebook page. And then that was why we thought maybe we should have a bigger discussion about this and, you know, talk about what does public art mean for the community and what does it mean when it's something you people don't necessarily want to see for whatever reason.
And how can they relate to that if this is something that the Kardashian sisters are from California, nothing to do with this community?
Right. Mm-hmm. But that also goes to why I want to have this panel discussion is because who gets to decide what is art? You know, Andy Warhol depicted Marilyn Monroe, and she was a celebrity at the time. So it's the same thing where people see it as art, other people see it as graffiti. So that's why we want to have this panel discussion as well.
Give me the difference between graffiti and street art or murals.
Well, a lot of people think that street art, they consider that tagging, but a lot of those artists that are street artists, you know, they have a degree in art. They're very, very knowledgeable about art. And because of the style that they paint in, a lot of people always disregard that as graffiti when it's not. There's also, taggings, which I would consider that as graffiti. And those are just markings, you know, trying to basically destroy a property.
Yeah, at times that can be like a very simple signing of a name or words, a lot of times offensive words in tagging versus street art and murals and other public art. There is intention behind it. There is meaning. There's a purpose that the artist has for the community to see this thing for whatever reason. It's not vandalism.
So where can we see in Las Cruces some of the murals that are considered art? I understand you have a group that have tour guides?
Yes, so we've done tours through the Brannigan Cultural Center. We did a walking tour of the Alameda District. Through class, we did an initial tour of the murals on campus. We've also done tours, well, mostly tried to develop them, of the Mesquite Historic District as well. And we're hoping to do this for all the neighborhoods in Las Cruces.
And has the city of Las Cruces provided any assistance in helping develop more murals in the city?
Not that I know of, except for the Nani Chacon mural that's located downtown. That was produced through a Pictograph, 2016 Pictograph event.
But there is the Murals Arts Program through the City of Las Cruces, which Lorenzo Zepeda is the leader of that. And Shauna Foster has also helped with that. And they will be on our panel for this discussion, which is wonderful. But they've been doing a few new murals around, such as one that's been, I think, seen by a lot of people is at Labs Pool. So there's one on the inside of the pool, of course, but on the outside also, Lorenzo and some kids are working on painting this really large, long wall on the outside of the pool.
Who are some of the other members on the panel?
So we have Nathan Jappel, who is a local artist. Anaí Núñez, who's also a local artist. She's a street artist, but also does some incredible body painting, which is a really unique form of art. Jerry Wallace, a local historian and professor here at NMSU. Joy Miller, who is a curator at the Museum of Art in Las Cruces. Shauna Foster and Lorenzo Cepeda. Meg. And Saba, who is a well-known artist here in Las Cruces, who has contributed a lot to the murals of Las Cruces. And we also have Craig Cully, who was a former painting professor of mine and an NMSU art instructor.
The moderator was your associate professor, Peter Kopp?
Yes, who helped me get started on the project in 2015.
So why should people come to this event to listen to the panel discussion about street art and a public conversation?
Well, for one, as I said before, that people are very passionate about some of these murals and their subject matter and what's going on with them. People clearly have an opinion about this art, and we would love to help stimulate that conversation and bring that conversation between, our group and the artists who create this stuff and the general public who is enjoying or maybe sometimes not enjoying this artwork. But for the most part, I think people really enjoy this art. And we get a lot of feedback about how much people love the murals here. And they enjoy to see a wall that's painted rather mm-hmm. than just the same kind of color of all the other walls.
And Norma, what is it you'd like the community to take away from this panel discussion?
Just for the community to realize how many murals we do have, how meaningful they are to us. Definitely each neighborhood depicts different styles, different histories, different cultures. So it really does outline our city. I guess I also want to let people know that these murals are theirs. I feel like they do belong to the public. Mm-hmm. So we, need to let them know that. And okay. So one of the other reasons is that we hope to also create more murals to bring up the art community in Las Cruces, just like it is in Santa Fe and Albuquerque and even El Paso. We want to distinguish ourselves as an art community. And I want to let people know that murals have a big part to do with the art community.
Is the artwork on the underpasses that is new in some areas, are those considered murals?
I would say so. They have a lot of artistic intention. So those are considered murals, and we do document those as well.
So again, Saturday, August the 26th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. at New Mexico State University Art Gallery. It's Street Art, a Public Conversation, a panel discussion, and then you'll be followed with an after party and a website launch. Tell me about the website launch.
So Ann Quiñones has been working on the website, and she's done a wonderful job. And what we've done is gotten all the neighborhoods in Las Cruces. So the website will have all the neighborhoods that you can click on, and in each one of those sections, you'll see all the murals that are in that area.
And what is the website?
Muralsoflascruces.com.
And also on Facebook, it's the same thing, Murals of Las Cruces.
Yes, on Facebook, we try and post weekly murals when we go mural hunting. But the public can also comment and post their own findings of the murals of Las Cruces.
And can the public join you on mural hunting?
Yes, hopefully soon I'll put a post up on Facebook so people can join us.
And we also have an Instagram account for anybody who uses Instagram. We are on Instagram, and under both Facebook and Instagram, you can search Murals of Las Cruces and you will find us.
Thank you again for joining me here on Puentes. Norma Hartel, founder of the Murals of Las Cruces, and local artist Meg Friermuth.
Thank you, Emily. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.